North Atlantic Treaty Organization report has confirmed the existence of U.S. nuclear weapons arsenal in Europe. The document published by a NATO-affiliated body reveals the location of around 150 U.S. nuclear weapons depots across the continent. The paper said the nukes are stored at bases in Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Turkey. The original report was consequently revised, citing vague reference to aircraft that could carry nuclear weapons. NATO official dismissed the document in terms of it being an informant dossier written by members of NATO. Let's bring in George Zamioli. He's the author of Bombs for Peace, who joins us from Budapest. Also, we have Adriel Kostos, who's a political analyst, who joins us from London. Okay, gentlemen, welcome. George Zamioli, let me first start with you. The numbers are quite big. I mean, you're looking at 150 nuclear weapons. They're called B-61 gravity bombs. What's your reaction to this astounding number that exists in Europe, which has stirred controversy?
Well, there's nothing new about the stationing of nuclear weapons on the European continent. This has been true throughout the Cold War. But what is new is that back when they were first deployed in Europe in the early 1960s, the idea behind it was that this was a way of deterring a potential Soviet attack. The Soviet Union was believed to have overwhelming conventional superiority to NATO, and were the Russians to attack, then Europe would be overwhelmed very quickly, and the only resort that the West would have would be the America's strategic arsenal. And because people didn't believe that the Americans were ready to sacrifice New York and Washington for the sake of Berlin and Paris, they decided to make this deterrence more credible by stationing smaller yield nuclear weapons in Europe. But the problem is that today there is no Russian conventional superiority. The conventional superiority is wholly on the side of NATO. There isn't the remotest chance of a Russian attack. And yet it's quite clear from this document, from this NATO Parliamentary Assembly document, that these bombs, the sole purpose is to be used against Russia. I mean, there's no ambiguity about this document. They're there, they will be used by NATO aircraft to reach their targets, and the targets are clearly in Russia. And that is something new, and it's something very dangerous.
How dangerous is it, Adriel Kostos?
Well, I think that is very dangerous because we have to bear in mind that Russia is also capable to respond to possible attack from NATO or United States. What is also interesting is the fact that the previous version published in April has been withdrawn, and any allies, NATO allies, are reluctant to make any commentary, a meaningful commentary with this regard. But as the other commentator rightly said, America is trying to attack Russia through its member states, allies of NATO. It is quite astonishing. And what we have to bear in mind and what we should do with this knowledge, which is now open to the public, is that we should have a open debate, a transparent debate about the presence of nuclear weapons in Europe, which belong to United States. I mean, it is a matter of the national security, of the European security, and also a sovereignty of the countries which are hosting those nuclear weapons. This includes Germany, Italy, Belgium, Netherlands, and Turkey. So it should be, discussed broadly in the public sphere, because it is not a minor thing. And the fact that other people or the United States and some officials in the European countries which are hosting these nuclear weapons are silent about this should pose a certain question mark in the European citizens' minds.
George Zamioli, don't you think the general public is going to react negatively now that this information is out in the open?
Well, they will react extremely negatively, but I don't think that's going to make the slightest bit of difference. And part of the problem is that for the last decade, there has been unremitting hysteria about Russia generated by the Western political elites and the Western media. And unfortunately, the left have been, or at least I would call the liberal left, the center liberal left, have been among the leading voices drumming up this hysteria over Russia. So the very people who today might be protesting about this dangerous situation of nuclear weapons on European soil are not in a good position to shout very loudly, because they've been complaining about the dangers of Russia for all these years. And this is a little different from what happened in the 1980s, when the left was very much in the lead of the anti-nuclear movement, because then they didn't take part in the anti-Soviet hysteria. Now, unfortunately, the left have been very much involved in this anti-Russian hysteria.
Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. George Samioli, author of Bombs for Peace. Also, Adriel Casanta, political analyst from London. Thank you. And that does it for this news review. Thanks for tuning in.